Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding the second line from the bottom on Chavav Amud Beis. So it says the Gemara Amara Papi Mishmei De Rava Mi Bekenishta Lebe Rabban Anshari. You're allowed to convert a shul into a base medrash, that's being Malin Mekoidesh. However, Mi Be Rabban Lebe Kenishta Asar, to take a base medrash and turn it into a shul, so that's a Hayrada, that you're not allowed to do. V'Rav Papa Mishmei De Rava Mas Niibcha, he's taught the opposite, that you're allowed to go from a shul, from a base medrash to a shul, you're not allowed to go from a shul to a base medrash. He held that the shul is considered greater than the base medrash. Amravacha kavase de Rav Papi Mistavra. It's more logical, like Rav Papi, meaning we have a riot or a puppy, that a base medrash is greater. The Amrav Yeshua ben Levi base hakenesses motel asayse base medrash. See straight out, that's the sheet of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Now you're allowed to convert a shul into a base medrash. So shema mina that the base medrash is greater. Darish Rabar Kapara, what's the meaning of the pasuk that it says regarding the Chorban? It says VeYisrael face Beis Hashem. It says that he, referring to Nebuzradon, that he burnt down the Beis Hashem, Ves Beis Hamelech, Ves Kol Bat Yerushalayim, Ves Kol Beis Gadol, Saraf Beish, and also every Beis Gadol he burnt in fire. So Beis Hashem Zeh Beis Hamikdash. That's pasha that's referring to the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamelech Ilu Paltrin Shel Melech. That refers to the king's palace. Ves Kol Bat Yerushalayim Kimashmon. That refers to all the houses of Yerushalayim, exactly like it sounds. Ves Kol Beis Gadol Sarah Beish. What's this Beis Gadol referring to? So that's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad Amar, one of them said that it's Malkum Shemegadlin by Torah. Chad Amar Malkum Shemegadlin by Tefila. One of them said it refers to a base medrash. The other one said it refers to a base hakenesses. It refers to a shul. Manda Amar Torah dechsev Hashem chafitz man sidkoi yagdil Torah v'yadir. You see that the word Torah is associated with godless, so that's why he says that base gadol refers to a base medrash. It refers to a Malkum Torah. Umanda Amar Tfila, the one who says Tfila is Dechsev, the Pasuk says, when it's describing what Elisha did by the Esha Shunamis, it says, Saprana Gedailais Asher Asa Elisha, tell over the story of the Gedailais that Elisha did, the Elisha Dava Barach Mehudavad. And we know when Elisha performed the Nase over there, he did it with his Tfila. So you see that Tfila is called Gedailais. So that's why he says that Beis Gadol refers to a Beis Tfila, refers to a Shul. Says the Gemara to Stayim Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Amar Malkum Shemegadlin by Torah. Lachar, we have a raya that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We said it's the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We have a raya that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, or at least a simon that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He's the one that says the base gadol refers to a base medrash, like the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Base hakenesses mutter laasayse base medrash ma'amina. You see that he holds the base medrash is gadol yaiser, is greater than a shul. So it makes sense that he's the one who says that the base gadol refers to a base medrash and not a base hakenesses. We mentioned in the Mishnah, Aval Machru Torah Laikhu Svarim, that if you sell a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use the money to buy a Nach, to buy Svarim, to buy a Nach. Ibailuhu Mahu Limkur Sefer Torah Yashan Likach by Chadash. Are you allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new Sefer Torah? Kevadulay Mali Lay Asr. Do we say that since you're not being Malin B'Kodesh, so therefore it's Asr to do that? Idilma Kevadulakala Luya Iluya Achrina Shaper Dami. Or maybe by a Torah, since there is no way to be Malin B'Kodesh, a Torah is at the top of the totem pole, so therefore maybe there is no Chiyav to be Malin B'Kodesh because it's not really possible. There is nothing. That's the Milo, and therefore you could sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. So it says the Gemara Tashema, Aval Machru Torah Lo Yikchu Svarim. The Braisa said that if you sell a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use the money to buy a Nach. Svarim Udulai, so it's Masha from the Braisa, you can't use the money to buy a Nach. Ha Torah B'Torah Shapir Dami. But if you want to use the money to buy another Sefer Torah, so that would be Mutter. Says the Gemara, no, masnisin di'eved, ki kami bailan lechadchila. There's no raya from the Braisa. The Braisa could be talking about a case of bidi'eved. Let's say you'd sold the Sefer Torah. What do you do with the money? You can't buy a Nach, you'll have to buy another Sefer Torah. But are you allowed to lechadchila sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one? That you don't see anything from the Braisa. So says the Gemara Tashema, the Braisa says like this. Gailin Sefer Torah b'mitbuchos chumashin. You're allowed to wrap up a Sefer Torah with the covering of a chumash, of an individual scroll. And you can wrap up a chumash with the mitpachos of a neviim uksuvim. That's being mala the mitpachos b'kedusha. But you can't bring it down in Kedusha. So you can't wrap up a ksuvim, a nevi'im uksuvim, with the mitpachos of a chumash. And mitpachos chumashin, v'loi chumashin, b'mitpachos sefer Torah. And you can't wrap up a chumash with the mitpachos of a sefer Torah. So what do you see from the Braisa? Ketani mias, the Braisa says, it says that goyilim sefer Torah, b'mitpachos chumashin. It says that you could be malit b'kodesh, and you could use the mitpachos of a chumash to wrap up a sefer Torah. So what do you see from there? Mitbachis chumashin and mitbachis sefer Torah loy. You dafka have to use the mitbachis of a chumash. You can't use the mitbachis of a different sefer Torah because you're not being maleh at b'kedusha. You're not allowed to be on the same level. You have to dafka be maleh, and therefore you have to go get the mitbachis from a chumash. You can't go to another sefer Torah. So that's a raya that you're not allowed to sell an old sefer Torah to buy a new one. However, says the Gemara, the Ema Seifa. The Seifa has the opposite mashmais. The Seifa says, V'loi chumashin b'mitbachai sefer Torah. Now you can't use the mitbachas of a sefer Torah to wrap up a chumash. What's that mashma? That you can't use it to wrap up a chumash. Ha-Torah b'Torah shaper dami. To use a mitbachas of a sefer Torah to wrap up another sefer Torah, that would be mutter. So, Elamai, there's conflicting mashmais in the Reish and the Seifa, and therefore, Elamihal lakla mishma mino, you can't learn anything from this braisa with regards to our shaila. So says the Gemara Tashema, we have a different raya. The Braisa says like this. Manichin Sefer Torah al Gabe Sefer Torah. You're allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. Utaira al Gabe Chumashin. You can put a Torah on top of a Chumash. Vechumashin al Gabe Neviim Uksuvim. You can always put it on something which is beneath it. Avaloi Neviim Uksuvim al Gabe Chumashin. You can't put a Nach on top of a Chumash. Vale Chumashin al Gabe Torah. And you can't put a Chumash on top of a Sefer Torah. But what do you see? You are allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. So just like you're allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah, so too, you could sell a Sefer Torah to buy a Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Hanacha kamre, you want to bring a raya from that which you're allowed to put one Sefer Torah on top of another, that's not a raya. Shani hanacha d'layefshar. There, there's a heter because it's impossible to avoid it. Because there's not enough room in the Aron Kodesh, at least in those times, to put all the Sefer Torah. So inevitably, you were going to have to put one Sefer Torah on top of another. And d'layte ma'achi, if you don't say that hanacha is different, because it's inevitable, so then michrach hechi kachina. So then how are you ever going to, I mean, what's the other alternative? If it would be Aser, so then how would you ever roll up the Sefer Torah? V'ka Yosef Dapa Achavre, you're putting one page of the Sefer Torah on top of another. Ella Kaven de Leyav Shashari. So there's no other choice. Elamai, by Hanacha, we have to allow the same level of Kedusha. We have to allow putting Sefer Torah on top of Sefer Torah. So Achanami Kaven de Leyav Shashari. So that's why here also, that's why it's going to be mutter. But you cannot bring a raya from here that it's also going to be mutter to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. Maybe when it comes to selling and buying, so then things are different. So says the Gemara Tashema, Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yechudon, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It says, Lahedin the Braisa, it's Mefirsh Braisa. It says, Lo Yimkar Adam Sefer Torah Yashan, Likach Bei Chadash. It says, Lahedin, you're not allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. So it's Mamish black on white, that you're not allowed to do this. So says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Hasa mishum pshiusa. There I understand. You can't sell an old one to then eventually buy a new one, because maybe you won't end up buying it. Ki kamrinon kegoin dechsev umanach leperuke. I'm discussing a case where it's already written. The new Sefer Torah is already wrote, the Sefer already wrote it, and he has it right there for you to buy it from him. So my, what's the halacha? Could you sell an old Sefer Torah to buy this Sefer Torah? So says the Gemara, one final attempt, Tashema, Zaham Rabbi Yechonah Mishim Rabbi Meir, a Meichor and Sefer Torah, Ela Lilma Torah Ulisi Isha. That the only time you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah is to learn Torah or to get married. So you see, Lilma Torah to learn, which L'chayr is the same level of Torah as Mutter, so Shema Mina, Torah B'Torah, Shaper Dami, you see you're allowed to keep it on the same level, Hu Adin, you could sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. However, says the Gemara, it's not true. Learning Torah is not on the same level as a Sefer Torah. Learning Torah is on even a higher level than a Sefer Torah. Dilma Shani Limud, Shal Limud, Mevli De Maisa. Limud is the greatest. Limud leads to a person being able to fulfill the Torah. And Ishanami, the fact that you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to get married, they're also, to get married, that's the biggest. Because it's the Pasuk says, Leisahu Bara, I didn't create the world for it to remain desolate. Leshavas Yitzara, I want it to be inhabited. Avot Torah B'Torah Loi. But maybe if it's on the same level to sell a Sefer Torah, to buy another one, so maybe that's going to be Aser, and therefore the Gemara is not Peshet the Shiloh. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Lo yimkar adam sefer Torah af apishe netzarach lei. Stam, there's an iser, a person's not supposed to sell a sefer Torah, perhaps because it's a bezayon to the sefer Torah, you're not supposed to sell a sefer Torah. And yasser alkein amr Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that afilu ein lo mayoichal, even if a person doesn't have what to eat, umacher sefer Torah ibitai, and he sells a sefer Torah to have money, or he sells his daughter as a slave, as an amma avriya, ein eiraya simen bracha la'ilam. You won't see a simen bracha from that sale, and he won't end up finding success from it. We mentioned in the Mishnah of Echim b'Maisreihen that not only when you sell something do you have to use the money and be malit b'kodesh, even any leftover money from that purchase you have to also use to be malit b'kodesh. So Amar Rava leishanu elu shemachru v'hisiru, that's dafka leftover money from a sale. Avol gavu v'hisiru mutar, but if it's leftover money from a collection, so that does not have a limitation. You don't have to be malit b'kodesh. Asked the Abaye, Kasho. We learned in the Braisa, Bamed Devar Mamurim, when is this said that you have to be Malin Bekodesh with the leftovers? That shall I hisnu. That's only if you didn't make a Tanai. Avol hisnu, then afilu d'chsus yomutar. But if you made a Tanai, that you could use it even for less, for mundane purposes, so then you could use it even for d'chsusya, you could use it for mundane purposes. Exactly what a d'chsusya is, the Gemara will discuss soon, but you could use it even for mundane purposes. So now, hey chidami, what exactly is this leftovers that the Bryce is discussing? Ilei mashem machru v'isiru, that's talking about the leftovers from a sale, ki hisnu mayhavi. And what's the help if you made it tonight? We had a mafresh in our Mishnah that the leftover money has kedusha. You can't just make a tanai against that. So it can't be talking about the leftover money from a sale. Ela shegavu v'isiru. Rather, it's talking about the leftover money from a collection. And taima, the only reason why you could use it for chulin is the hisnu, is because you made it tonight. Halai hisnu lai. But min hastam, we don't say that the leftover money from a collection is mutter, since it's a kash on Ravuna, on Rava, who said that the leftover money from a collection is just stam mutter, didn't mention anything about it tonight. Says the Gemara, no, la'ilam shemachru v'isiru. I can tell you that the Brice is discussing the leftover money from a sale. Ah, so how does it help to make a tanai? Says the Gemara, we're not talking about a regular tanai. This is what the Braisa means to say. That you have to use the leftover money for kedusha purposes. That's if you didn't sell it, you didn't make a tanai, meaning you didn't make the sale with the 7 city representatives in the public forum. But if you sold it with the shiva tuvi ayir b'may min anshei ayir, so then the kedusha goes away completely, and therefore afilu l'dechsus yinami mutar, you could use the money even for mundane purposes. That's what it means in Hisnu, but it's talking about the leftover money from a sale. The leftover money from a collection, that even without a Tanai, you don't have to use it for Kaddish Dika purposes. Amr le Abaye lehumi Rabbana. So Abaye said to a certain Rav, Dava Mesadra Masnisa Kamed Rav Sheshas, who used to spend a lot of time by Rav Sheshas organizing brises in front of him. And he said to him like this. He said, Mishmiel lecham Rav Sheshas, my duchsusya. Did you ever hear from Rav Sheshas what this word duchsusya means? So Amr le hachiam Rav Sheshas. He says, as a matter of fact, I did. This is what Rav Sheshas said, that duchsusya refers to Parsha Demasa. It refers to the city messenger, the person who the city paid to be their agent, and different times that they needed him to go to the king or whatever it was, so he would be their messenger. So this city messenger, you could use the money even for this. It's just another way of saying you could use the money for chulin. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, based off of this conversation that just happened, he said, if a person, if a young Talmud Chacham, he hears something and he doesn't know what it means, he should ask it from someone who spends a lot of time by Talmud Chachamim, someone who has a lot of Shemesh Talmud Chachamim, because it's impossible that they never one time heard from a Gavra Rabbo what the thing means. If let's say people from one city, they go to another city, and in this new city that they're visiting, they're making a tzedakah collection, so nice then, these visitors, they have to add to the collection, they have to give as well, it's maris ayin to not give, they have to give to the collection as well. And when they return back to their original home, so then, So then they could take the money back and they could bring it with them to their town. And they could use the money to be mefarnes the aniyim in their own city. And it says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi, Bnei Ha'ir Shehalchu Li'ir Acheres Hipasko Olein Tzedaka Noisnin Ukshem Bo'an Mevi'in Noisa Yimohen. Mamish, this halacha that we just said. However, now the Brisa adds that this is dafka by a minion, it's dafka by 10 people that go to another city. But if you have an individual, meaning less than 10, that they travel to another city, upasku alav tzedakah, and in this visiting city, they make a tzedakah fund, so then this group of less than 10, they have to give money to the aniyim of the city, and they do not get to take the money back when they leave. Sefer HaMechdam explains, because we're chayshish, we have to at least be chayshish that they're not going to actually bring it back, they're going to keep it for themselves, therefore we do not send them back with the money. Says the Gemara story, we'll conclude with this, Rav Huna gazer tanisa, Rav Huna was gazer at tainis, and al legabe Rav Chana bar Chaniloi v'chol b'nei maseh, and Rav Chana bar Chaniloi and the people from his town, so they came with him, and they went to go visit Rav Huna. Ramu alayu tzedakah v'yavu. So in Rav Huna's town, because it was a tainus at the time to give tzedakah, they made a tzedakah fund. And Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, the people from his town, they gave, like the halacha states, like we just said. Kibayu lemeisei, when they wanted to go back to their town. So amrulei, so they said to Rav Huna, that nois nolan mar, give us the money back, v'nezel, and we'll take it back with us, v'nefarniz ba, aniyei mosan, and we'll use the money to support the aniyim in our city. However, amar lehu, Rav Huna said to them, tanina, that no, you didn't read the fine print. It says, the bamed var mamurim, when do you get the money back? That's v'she'en sham chavir. That's if there's no Talmud Chacham in charge of the tzarchei tzibur. Aval yesh sham chavir, but if there's a chaver year, like in my town, that I'm in charge of everything, so then tinasin lechaver year. So then the money stays with the chaver year, you don't get the money back. Ukol shekein daniye didi v'didchu alai samichi. Now the more so in this situation, where the aniyim in my town and the aniyim in your town, they all rely on me. So anyways, this money is going to be used for the aniyim in your town as well. There's no reason for you to take back the money.